The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 10 trivia questions on all kinds of scary stuff for Halloween week with my friend Dom Torres, owner of High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place. This is one of the only trivia podcasts that comes out every single day, most of the time. There's always a month or a couple weeks here and there where I miss a few days, and then on the third day, I'll post three episodes or whatever. So, it's a fun show, and I'm glad you are listening to it right now. There's like 600 episodes to check out. So if you like any specific trivia, just scroll through the feed till you find a topic you're into. Stuff like marine biology is on the show. Stuff like stores at a mall is on the show. Stuff like firework related trivia is on the show. Pretty much anything you can think of, we've done. And there's still a million things out there to still do, which is the fun of the show for me. It's like a show that can never end because there's just so many things you can ask trivia questions about. Today's episode is all spooky and scary and Halloween-related stuff. It's from a confidence round I used 1 or 2 years ago. I didn't see the date specifically to close out my Halloween week, and I'll be doing something very similar this week. But this is an older round. My friend Dom Torres is on the episode today. He is the owner, co-owner of a place called High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California. So we talk about the big one-year anniversary party coming up for that joint and all the stuff that's going to be there. And then we also go over these 10 questions. So you can play along and see if you could do better or worse than Dom. But before we get to that episode, I have a fun, weird, scary story to read you. It says, Mom makes scary find in child's Halloween bag. New Jersey police issue a warning after trunk or treat event. This is from Newser. .com. It says a New Jersey parent was just a little surprised to look through her child's Halloween event hall from what looked and found what looked like heroin. Oh man. I looked at it twice and I said, wait, that's not candy, she told the news station. Seems the plastic baggie with paper inside came from a trunk or treat event at the Family Success Center in Middle Township. Luckily, police say the child didn't eat the substance per NewJersey.com, but cops did put out a Nixle alert Saturday telling parents to check their children's candy bags thoroughly and contact the police if they discover anything suspicious, harmful, or out of the ordinary. Authorities are yet to test or see if this is actually a drug. So I don't know if it was heroin, but the mom was like, I think that's heroin. And luckily the kid didn't eat it, whatever it was. So there you go. Weird story to kind of kick off your Halloween week here, but it caught my eye. And it's just a reminder to always look through your kids' candy if you have kids and you listen to the show. That's like the modern razor blade apple. Now it's heroin in the Snickers or whatever you want to call it. But we are going to jump into today's episode. We're going to have some fun doing some scary related trivia questions, and you can play along by yelling out the answer with Dom, or you can just write them down. You can pause it, whatever you want to do. This show is for you. We're going to jump into those 10 questions with Dom right now. Here we go. Sitting here at one of my favorite breweries of all time, High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California, with my good friend Dom. What's up, Dom?
What up?
Dom, what's your last name? Torres?
Torres.
Like Tico Torres, the drummer from Bon Jovi.
Close enough.
You related him?
Mm,
is he your father?
Yeah. To be fair, he only had one arm.
There's only a few Torreses, right?
Yeah. No, there's literally three in the country, I think.
There you go. You guys are brewing all kinds of fun stuff up for your big one-year anniversary coming up next month on November 16, 2019. Tell me what you got in the works.
Oh, it's going to be a big fun event. We've got the establishment as a whole in the parking lot in front. We've got two barrel ages coming out, a Belgian quad that's been sitting on a Syrah barrel for about 6 months.
What is a Syrah barrel?
It's a red wine type variant. Yeah. And then we have an Imperial Stout that is coming out on a bourbon barrel. And it's been sitting for about 6 months also. So that'll be fun. And then we've got a couple different food people coming out. Wood Fire Pizza Group, Papa's Artisanal. We've got a band. I think they're called the MO50.
Nice. I'll be here, of course.
Yes, I've got them.
I'll be doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Got Beer Thug Life, the SGB Bottle Sharing Group, the Inland Empire Brew Witches. It'll be a great time.
That's going to be great. I'm going to be doing some Coyote Ugly style serving. So I'll be on top of your tiny bar, just kind of pouring stuff in people's mouths.
I mean, yeah, it's indifferent as to what it is. That doesn't mean anything.
Very good. All right, we just got done with a uproarious bingo event here. We do it on Sundays from 5 to 7. How would you describe bingo in one word for people who have not played here before?
Dudicle.
Dudicle. That's a good word. That's a nice made-up word. That's very good. That's like dudes on a ship, like nautical, like dudicle.
Something like that.
Me and you are going to be on a ship at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to use that word accurately.
I think, and maybe semen, but all the same.
Very good. Here's a whole round on Halloween-related trivia. There's 10 questions. How many do you think you can get out of 10?
I'm going to go with a solid 2.5.
2.5 out of 10. These are all Halloween-related things. Let's see how you do. Question number one. What song by Warren Zevon is about creatures in a place with a famous clock?
Werewolves in London.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's one for one. You're feeling pretty good so far?
I mean, we're looking for the rubber question, I think, right now. But let's see what we can do.
Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. It starts out with a howl. Classic werewolf song. There's so many of them. There's actually quite a few werewolf songs.
I didn't know that.
Bad Moon Rising, CCR. Hungry Like the Wolf, that could be a werewolf song. Duran Duran.
Duran Duran, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Solid argument.
Nookie, Limp Bizkit, classic werewolf song.
I mean,
if you read between the lines.
Yeah, Bizkit for Weenie, I'm in.
It
all
is
day.
Very Lycan.
Yeah. Always.
Oh my. Very Lycan. Number two, Halloween 4 has the subtitle The Blank of Michael Myers. Fill in the blank. Halloween 4. So you got Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, no Michael Myers.
Season?
Then you got Halloween 4, The Blank of Michael Myers.
Season of the Witch was number 3?
Yes.
I feel like they didn't even try. They said, hey, I heard that song, let's just go with it.
They tried to do kind of like a spin-off, like, oh, we'll just have it be spooky stuff that happens on Halloween instead of a murderer hunting babysitters.
I mean,
then they're like, that was a bad idea, and they went right back to the babysitters for the next 16 films.
Or in space, either way.
The Blank of Michael Myers, Halloween 4, what do you think it is?
Let's go with Murderers Row.
One word.
Let's go.
You think that the title of Halloween 4 is The Murderers Row of Michael Myers?
I mean, when in Rome, I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds about right.
What do you think?
He
was gone for a while.
The Return.
It is The Return
there
of Michael
Myers. There it is.
Myers.
Yeah, there it is.
I helped you through that.
Yeah, I definitely held my hand all the
there
way.
You go.
Thank you.
Number three, what does Charlie Brown notoriously receive when trick-or-treating, and it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown?
I don't know if it's sad, but the fact that I actually watched it this morning, and I watched it 2 days ago also, a rock. But then again, I thought, I'm going to join in and dress up as Charlie Brown this year for Halloween.
You could do that. You have no hair. That would help.
Yeah.
And you get that yellow shirt and the black stripe across.
A little curly Q drawn on my head. Yeah, it seemed like it would be
good. You said it was sad that you watched it today, but it's actually perfect you watched it today because Halloween's a few days away. It'd be sad if you watched it in like February every year because you just liked it.
I might. But
here's number four. This is a nice, easy one. Okay. On what sitcom did the Connors prank each other every year on Halloween episodes?
Is that Roseanne?
It was Roseanne. And that question was harder before they killed off Roseanne, and now it's called The Connors.
Yes. Thank you once again. Back to the Halloween special for the Peanuts there. They had a little, one of those little things on the bottom corner. It said The Connors, and they dance around for Halloween.
Yes. There you go.
So.
Number four, The Connors, Roseanne. Number five, which vegetables were jack-o'-lanterns originally made out of?
Ooh, I believe it was turnips, and they were terrifying.
Nice job. Yeah. Have you ever seen the old school turnips? You just said they're terrifying, so you've seen them. And then also, if you pair those with the old school Halloween costumes of like the late 1800s, it's just like little kids with like burlap sacks with like sad faces on them. It's like so creepy.
You want to see a great one? Watch Meet Me in St. Louis, and they do the Halloween scene. And my stars, all the kids do is they run out and they're like in the middle of the street, like lighting things on fire.
Wow.
They wear terrible costumes and they throw flour in people's faces. They don't get candy. It's terrifying.
Jeez. Number six, what pop star played the title role in the movie Queen of the Damned?
Queen of the Damned, pop star,
no longer with us.
I'm going to guess Michael Jackson.
It was Aaliyah. Remember Aaliyah died in a plane crash?
Oh my God, did she have a little mark under her eye?
I think she did.
Did she like burn her boyfriend's house down?
That's TLC.
That
was Left Eye.
There it is. There it was.
Around the same time, though. Aaliyah.
Definitely.
R.I.P. Number seven, what actor rides a motorcycle in Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, wow. I'm going to lose all my musical credit. I do not remember the gentleman's name at
all. Come on. Famous singer. Named after a food.
named after food. I'm going to go with something ridiculous because it's not named after food. Billy Idol.
The answer was Limp Bizkit. Number seven. No, it was Meatloaf. Remember Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was in that?
He rides a motorcycle, sings a song.
Oh my gosh, I don't even remotely remember.
There you go. Number eight on the 2006 re-release of the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack, who performed a new rendition of This Is Halloween?
Oh, I believe it was the gentleman that removed some ribs from himself.
He did, allegedly.
Yes, allegedly, and he loves absinthe.
Answer was
Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Fred Durst all day.
Oh, no, his name is Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that's his actual name.
All band names, I used to think like Bush. I'm like, oh, that guy's name is Bush.
Yes, nah, that's obviously.
Hey, Bush, like you go see him. Hi, Bush. How you doing, Bush?
Or some would call him Marilyn Manson.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
You got Marilyn Manson. Also, do you remember the other rumor of who he was from television?
Oh, he was from Wonder Years. He was
supposedly
Paul, like the best friend from Kevin. Yeah.
That guy in real life is like a lawyer.
Yeah.
He's like, thanks for ruining my life. Appreciate it. Internet. Pre-internet, probably. Number nine, The Mothman Prophecies is a book and movie that takes place in what state? Mothman Prophecies. One of the scariest books I ever read. Pretty scary movie.
State? Was it California?
No, it was West Virginia.
The Mothman? Oh, my star.
Richard Gere.
That's right. Yes, because they still have the statue of him in one of their towns.
I do want to point out your age, 34, 33?
Yeah, I just turned 34.
Okay, for the listener who's like, who's this guy that keeps saying, oh, my stars?
It's that or my Lanta. One of the two, but I was a huge DJ Turner fan, or DJ Tanner fan growing up, so I couldn't help it.
What
a crush.
Last question, number 10. The Carver was the main antagonist on season 3 of what FX show? The Carver. I have a dog named Carver named after this character. Maybe. Probably not.
Oh, it's Lady Gaga was on a season, right?
She was. You're just saying other facts.
No, I've never actually seen
this
show.
Oh, no, she was not on this show, no.
Oh, then I'm so far wrong on that statement. I thought it would have been...
American Horror Story.
There it is.
Same creator, Ryan Murphy, but this was Nip Tuck. Remember that show, Nip Tuck, the plastic surgery show?
Yeah, totally remember. Never saw an episode.
The Carver carved people's faces up.
No. The one episode I saw was there was the guy that was infatuated with furniture that he was sleeping with.
He was sleeping with the furniture.
Yes, that's the one episode I caught in the tuck. So therefore, I never saw it again.
It's a pretty zany ass show.
Yeah, fantastic.
You got 6 out of 10.
I'll take it. You only missed four or five. F+.
Yes, that was pretty good.
I'll pass for that.
Where can people find out more about this amazing one-year anniversary of High Point Brewing in San Dimas on November 19th?
Well, look out for it on our November 16th, and it's on our Instagram.
Yes.
You'll see it. Obviously, things like Facebook, Twitter, so on and so forth. But Instagram is the most reliable and most of the day, which you're going to catch constantly. All the fun people we're having come in and being tagged with them and the different groups that we'll be reaching out to. Have everyone come out and have a good time.
That's going
to
be an awesome, awesome time. I can't wait. And Don, thanks for being on the show.
Of course, as always.
There it was, High Point Brewing Company, San Dimas, California. Nice job, Dom. And don't forget, the first anniversary party is coming up on November 16th. I will be there with bells on. It's going to be a good, good time. Question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California, right down the street from High Point Brewing. What color property group is Vermont Avenue in traditional Monopoly? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Prince for the artist who had the middle and last names of Rogers and Nelson, the late great Prince. And your trivia team name of the day is Gillette Razor Blade Apples. Gillette Razor Blade Apples. A new product that doesn't exist, but could very easily come about. Guys, thanks for listening to the show on this Halloween week, and get ready for more spooky-themed episodes in days to come. We'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition.
In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.